Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Mojo in the Morning.
This is Mojo in the Morning.
Mojo.
It's showtime.
And the Rockets Red Glare.
You're not being logical, is what I'm saying.
This is like an orgasm in a cup.
Myself out when I am guilty of something. Well, not really, but I will this case. But I was told by my eldest son how much of a double standard it is that Chelsea and I have changed our parenting a little bit, or maybe been a little bit more laxed in our parenting. And I wanted to bring this up. I wonder if Chelsea is up right now. She's got to be. She never really sleeps in very, very late.
I bet you this is a common complaint. The oldest child always feels like they had the most rules and stuff. And then it, you know, as the younger kids come, parents get a little lax.
It is true. I'm the youngest.
Mm-hmm. You are?
Do your brothers complain? Yeah.
Oh, my mom was so strict with me. I'm the oldest of three girls. And my youngest sister, Jacqueline, she could do whatever she wanted. Mm-hmm. Still. She can do whatever she wants.
you tired your parents out, so, you know.
Well, I did it. My middle sister, Emily, did. She was for sure the middleman that paved the way.
In our case, I don't know if it's tired out or if it's a favorite or something. Chelsea, are you there?
Yeah.
Did I wake you up?
It's okay.
I'm sorry about that. It's good that you're sleeping this late. That's awesome.
Well, I was, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Charles, I wanted to bring this up. We're talking right now here on the show about parenting double standards. And I was informed by Joseph, our oldest, that we are committing a huge one right now. We never let Joseph have girlfriends stay the night at the house, let alone be alone in his room, like in the middle of the day. Not even his current girlfriend, Katie, do we, who, by the way, love.
And they've been together for a while, yeah.
Yeah, we never had her stay the night or whatever. But Jacob's boyfriend, Ryan, is staying at our house, and even bigger than him staying at our house, he is sleeping in Joe's room right next to Jacob's room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bringing this up because if I didn't bring it up, Joe said he was going to bring it up. And I'm wondering,
is there a double standard there?
Yeah, is there a double standard?
No, Ryan doesn't live in town. So if Ryan lived here, he wouldn't be staying here.
Oh, he can't just go home at the end of the night.
Oh, that's a perfectly good excuse.
So if Joe were to have chosen his girlfriends wiser and chose out-of-town girlfriends, he could have had his girlfriend stay the night at the house.
No.
Would you have made a girl stay at a hotel then, in that case?
No. I mean, I'm sure I would have. She'd have to come sleep with me.
But Charles, why is Ryan not sleeping with me? Why is that not the case?
Because he's afraid of you. He doesn't want to cuddle in the middle of the night.
I'll be his bear. Is there any truth to what Joe says? What he believes is that the feeling that Jacob is gay and we allow him to do things because mom loves the fact that she's got the gay son. That's what Joe thinks.
No, Well, no, I'm sorry. That's not it. No.
Although we have more rainbow crap in our house right now, don't we?
We do, and Ryan and I are getting rainbow aprons today. What are you talking about? Yeah, we're cooking. I'm waiting for my Amazon package of my rainbow apron.
Wow.
That is amazing.
I hope we get some very gay cookies up here in the studio. I'm hungry.
I want that M&M's candy display or whatever it is in the middle of your kitchen. Seriously, that's amazing.
That did not go over well with Luke, by the way.
He's getting his baseball-themed one next month.
Okay.
You guys all...
Go back. Insane. Wait. Go back to where you were just a second ago because your phone's kind of crapping out, so you got a bad cell connection. And I want to ask one more question.
What?
The last thing I wanted to bring up is something that Jennifer is going to ask you about because of... I was going to bring this up, but Jennifer called in with it. Jennifer, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Jennifer, you have a reason why you believe that our eldest son, Joe, and any of his girlfriends were not allowed to stay the night at the house, but Jacob and his boyfriend are allowed to do it.
Yeah, it's because he can't get Ryan pregnant. So.
Oh, that's true. Good
there point. Is.
I only know this because I also have a gay brother who is allowed to do the same thing.
Really?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. I am the middle child, only girl, and I have so many rules growing up. And my brother is 7 years younger than me, and he could do whatever.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He wanted to do.
Do you believe that your gay brother is the favorite in the family? Like, he gets treated better?
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely.
Does your mom also do what Chelsea does and, like, bakes rainbow cookies or whatever she's got going on?
He does. I mean, he's for sure the favorite. Like, it's not even a question. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, she does whatever, you know, he would want, or, you know, help him out, stuff like that, which, I mean, it's fine. He's a good kid. He turned out really good. He's smart, you know, stuff like that.
But, because still not fair.
Could you have a dude sleeping in your room or sleeping by your room?
Absolutely not. No.
Not going to happen, Jennifer.
Absolutely not.
Jennifer, say hello to Chelsea. Chelsea's my wife.
Hi, here. Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, listen, I did that because I'm going to say goodbye to her, and she's not going to be able to go back to sleep, and she's going to be mad at me. But
I know, you jerk. You woke her up.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Hey, have a great day. Take care of yourself, okay? All right. Bye, Chelsea.
Okay. I do not have a favorite child. Let me just say that because all three of them are going to bring this up to me later.
How about a favorite husband? Who's your favorite husband?
No.
No. No. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye.
Coming up, a call that somebody should have sent to voicemail. Spike's phone scam. It's this morning at 6:50 on Mojo in the Morning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.